Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2172 with a release date of Friday, June 14, 2019. To follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Young hams prep for an international HF championship. DMR enthusiasts get a new aviation talk group, and a proposal impacting hams' use of 2 meters stirs concern in IARU Region 1. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline 2172 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent, on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
Our top story this week is about the preparations underway for the World Radio Communication Conference for 2023. Its agenda must be set well in advance of the meeting, and there's one item being proposed for inclusion that is already drawing fire. Ed Durant, DD5 LP, has that story.
Region 1 of the International Amateur Radio Union has come out strongly against an agenda item proposed by the French delegation to the World Radio Communication Conference 2023 that would give up primary user rights to the Region 1 2-meter band, 144 to 146 megahertz, in favour of aeronautical mobile use. The IARU called the frequency range an important and widely used part of the spectrum used for amateur radio and amateur satellites, noting that it is one of the few such amateur radio service primary allocations above 29.7 MHz. In a June 10th posting on its website, IARU Region 1 took a stand against the proposal and vowed to speak out in opposition to its inclusion in the agenda. The IARU views with grave concern this proposal and will be representing this view energetically in regional telecommunications organisations and with the ITU to seek to obtain assurances that this part of the spectrum will remain a primary allocation for the amateur services. IARU Region 1 includes Asiatic Russia, Europe, Africa and the Middle East. The item is not among those slated for discussion at this year's WRC 2019 in late October. The planning for the agenda of future conferences is performed a number of years in advance. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
An international gathering such as the AMSAT-UK Colloquium in October almost always promises to have provocative presentations. Organizers, however, are still looking for enthusiasts on a variety of subjects and are waiting to hear from prospective speakers. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has been following that story.
It's not too early to start planning for October, especially since the big event that month will be the AMSAT UK Colloquium 2019. Organisers have issued a second call for speakers on such topics as high-altitude balloons, amateur satellites, nanosats and CubeSats, as well as other such related subjects. The colloquium is expected to draw international attendees to the venue at the Kent's Hill Park Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. Weekend activities will also look at a variety of spacecraft projects, either those that have already launched and gone live, or those under development. If you have a subject on which you'd like to speak, contact Dave, G4DPZ, dave@g4dpz.me.uk. The talks will also appear on a web stream. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
In the game of contesting, youthful energy is as much a plus as a good station and a great antenna. With the IARU's HF Championships barely a month away, young contesters are busy finding matchups right now so they can make use of both. Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, tells us more.
The youth contesting program is preparing for its second round of matching young hams with HF stations for the IARU HF Championships to be held on July 13th and 14th. The program, sponsored by the Young Amateurs Radio Club, is designed to encourage owners of contest-grade amateur radio stations to open their doors to young contesters who live within a day's drive of their station. If you have a good HF station, or even a great one, or are a young contester interested in operating such a station, apply by July 1st at yarc.world/YCP. After matches are made, the young contesters will be notified by email in advance to make arrangements arrangements for visiting the station. They'll learn the station's location, hours of operation, and details about meals. Here's a great chance to mentor some younger operators and get more youth on the air. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
The president of AMSAT has been honored for his achievements and contributions to ham radio. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, gives us those details.
Congratulations to Joe Spire, K6WAO, president of AMSAT, who was selected for the Russian E.T. Krenkel Medal in recognition of the global impact his work has had on amateur radio. Joe has also served as executive vice president of AMSAT and vice president of educational relations. He has been an advocate for education in the scientific, technical, engineering, and mathematics fields, and is a life member of the ARRL and the Society of Amateur Radio Astronomers. E.T. Krenkel, for whom the award is named, has been an Arctic explorer who was named Hero of the Soviet Union in 1938 for his participation in the first Soviet drifting ice station, a research facility in the Arctic. The Polish native was also a radio amateur and author of his autobiography, My Call Sign is R-A-E-M. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
Get ready for the next little big thing in the sky. It's happening near the upstate New York City of Rochester in late June. Here's Andy Morrison, K9AWM, with the rest of the story.
Gary Dewey, KD2PYB, is ready for his moment on live TV. A big fan of the SSTV events aboard the International Space Station, he is hoping to replicate the experience on a much smaller scale and by doing things live instead of in the automated mode customarily used by the ISS. So his plan, in cooperation with Triple Cities Makerspace, is to launch a high-altitude balloon in the Binghamton, New York region. He expects the 600-gram weather balloon to achieve an altitude of about 20 miles, or 30,480 meters, and be in the air for about 2.5 hours. The big day is June 29th at around 10:30 a.m. local time, which Gary noted could be subject to change depending on the weather. The balloon will have a radio with an APRS transmitter, in addition to the SSTV transmitter, which will be using the frequency of 145.600 megahertz. Although hams within a 500-mile radius of Binghamton should be able to receive and decode the 2-meter transmissions, Gary will be using Echolink node KD2PYB-L. He told Newsline in an email, quote, "It is my hope that this project excites many people, not just hams, and illustrates that even, quote, ordinary citizens can experiment in near space," end quote. To follow Gary's project, visit the website reachfornearspace.com. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
Meanwhile, in Germany, another group of balloon enthusiasts will get their chance for some challenging airborne activity that also involves sending images. Ed Durant, DD5LP, has those details.
It's up, up, up and away at Ham Radio Friedrichshafen. Balloon launches from the largest hamfest in Europe is nothing new, but this year the technology on board is really reaching for the sky. Three bands are in use, 2 metres for APRS to track the balloon, 70 centimetres for AFSK and a RTTY beacon, DB0TTM, and 13 centimetres to provide a HamNet RF IP network connection so that real-time pictures from the onboard camera can be transferred initially back to the fixed ground station at the show and later to a mobile ground station following the balloon's location given by APRS. From the ground stations, the pictures will be sent to the project's website, balloonproject.eu, where everyone can watch live via the internet. The launch will be on Saturday 22nd of June at 11 a.m. from the Ham Radio Hamfest grounds. For AR Newsline, this is Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the K7MRG repeater of the Mingus Mountain Repeater Group near Prescott Valley, Arizona, on Tuesdays at 6:55 p.m. If you are a fan of all things involving airplanes, flying them, studying them, watching them, building them, or even just reading about them, this DMR talk group might be for you. Let's hear more from Christian Kudnick, K0STH.
What do hams and airplanes have in common? Being on the air or in the air? That's what prompted John Longoria, KG5HHS, to start a new DMR talk group called the Aviation Chat. It can be found on Brandmeister 314-1442. According to John's posting on QRZ.com, the group is for anyone enthusiastic about aviation in all its forms. Whether it's military aviation, aircraft spotting, aviation news, or regular civil aviation. Even hobbyists who enjoy listening to aviation scanners are welcome. The Aviation Chat has its own page on Facebook, and John notes that everyone is welcome. He said even when he's not on the talk group leading the discussion, he encourages people to visit and get things going. Again, the talk group is Brandmeister 314-1442. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Christian Kudnick, K0STH.
There are some big changes facing the communications regulator in Britain, and it involves a changing of the guard at the very top. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has those details.
Ofcom, the British communications regulator, is losing its leader at the end of the year. Sharon White, Chief Executive of the Office of Communications, has announced she is leaving the regulatory body where she has been since 2015. The Ofcom board has begun its search for a successor as she leaves to become chairwoman of John Lewis Partnership, which operates department stores, supermarkets, banking, financial and other services in the UK. Her replacement at Ofcom will require approval by the Department for Culture, Media and Sport. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
The 60-meter band has arrived in Kuwait, and hams wasted no time getting on the air. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, tells us more.
Mohammed, 9K2NO, probably feels like the luckiest ham in Kuwait. Not long after the nation's telecom regulator, the Communication and Information Technology Regulatory Authority, granted hams a new secondary allocation on 60 metres, Muhammad reportedly became the first amateur to make a contact, operating FT8. The WRC-15 allocation gives Kuwaiti 9K2 licensees access to frequencies from 5351.5 kHz to 5366.5 kHz, with a maximum 15 watts EIRP. As for Mohammed, it was reported in the 5 MHz newsletter that he was eagerly anticipating contacts with more stations. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
Amateur radio operators are known for their giving spirit, so when one group in Dominica received 4 handheld transceivers as a gift for its disabled members, that spirit shined with a special brightness. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, tells us about this selfless gesture.
There's nothing like keying a mic for the first time and logging your first contact. Members of the Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities will now be able to do that. Thanks to donations of 4 handheld transceivers, the organization has received from the Dominica Amateur Radio Club and the International Organization for Migration. The club's donation means that radio enthusiasts in the group for the disabled can start putting their new privileges into action. That should not be a long time coming. The executive director of the Disabled Persons Group, Nathalie Murthy, said that the newest radio operators in Dominica are still awaiting licenses from the National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission, which is reviewing their licenses following completion of the training. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Operator Gildas, F6HMQ, and Michael, F6GWV, are active as FG/F6HMQ and FG/F6GWV from Guadalupe until the 25th of June. They are on the air holiday style on various HF bands. They will probably use the call sign TO1T during some contests. QSL for contests via F6HMQ, otherwise QSL Gildas and Michael via their home call signs, direct or by the Bureau. Tony, JA6CNL, is operating as KH0N from Saipan Island until the 17th of June. Listen on various HF bands. Tony will also be an entry in the All-Asia DXCW contest being held June 15th and 16th. QSL via his home call sign. Bo, OZ1DJJ, is active as OX3LX in Western Greenland through the 21st of June. He may also activate Cook Island. Activity will be on various HF bands with a focus on 160, 80, and 60 meters. QSL via OZ0J direct. See QRZ.com. Logs get uploaded to LOTW, Club Log, and sometimes EQSL. Our last story for this week is about a chance to listen to your radio for a tribute to a musical genius. This Greek composer has written more than 1,000 songs, and now he's got a special event station created in his honor. Here's Graham Kemp. VK4BB.
While music may not be permitted on amateur radio, no such restrictions apply to composers. So the Thessaloniki Radio Amateur Group, SZ2T, is hosting a special event in July to honour Mikis Theodorakis, considered Greece's best-known living composer. The artist is turning 94 years old, and hams are paying a non-musical tribute by calling QRZ from the 20th to the 29th of July, his actual birthday. The call sign, SX94MIKIS. You probably know the composer's music. He scored such films as Serpico, Z, and Zorba the Greek. He's also the recipient of the Lenin Peace Prize and was a nominee in the year 2000 and was a nominee in 2000 for the Nobel Peace Prize. Though amateur radio can't promise such high-level honours to radio operators contacting this special event station, the activation does have an award scheme of its own, and the prizes include song sheets written in the composer's own hand, provided from his archives. So, compose yourself and be listening next month to the bands, not just the musical ones. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
With thanks to the Amateur News Weekly, AMSAT-UK, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, Dominica News Online, the 5 MHz Newsletter, Facebook, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, IARU Region 1, Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, QRZ.com, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, Radio Society of Great Britain, Variety, WTWW Shortwave, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website at arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2019. All rights reserved.